This is KMBA News. I'm Chip Kraus. A high-level Alaskan appointee in the Trump administration who pushed to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil leasing is taking a job with an oil company that seeks to develop a major project in Alaska. Joe Baelish is an assistant secretary at the Interior Department who oversaw the Bureau of Land Management. He left his job without saying if he had taken a new job elsewhere. The Washington Post reported Baelish has accepted a position with Oil Search, a Papua New Guinea-based company that first expanded into Alaska in 2017. Alaska's U.S. senators accompanied Education Secretary Betsy DeVos on a trip to communities around the state. The tour marked DeVos' first visit to Alaska as a member of President Trump's cabinet. The group visited schools in Wasilla, Kotzebue, Nome, and Kivalina. Kivalina is one of the Alaskan communities most threatened by erosion. Other erosion-threatened communities included Nutok and Napakiak in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The schools in these two communities need to be rebuilt because of erosion accelerated by climate change. When asked during her stop in Nome what federal resources the Department of Education could provide, she made no promises.
Our goal is to address and help support states and what they need to do and local districts. And so I'm sure if that does come into the wheelhouse, we will be taking a close look at it.
DeVos received a similar question earlier in Anchorage and passed it to the U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, who was standing nearby.
So we're looking at ways to say, well, look, maybe we can change federal law to address these, what I would call, slow motion emergencies. And
Sullivan explained that when a hurricane hits, federal agencies can inject billions of dollars into the affected community to respond to the disaster. He proposes creating a similar funding stream for erosion in Alaska communities where erosion is threatening to wipe them out. He ended saying that he'd be committed to addressing these issues. Sullivan is running for re-election in 2020. KNOM's Joe Coleman and APRN's Wesley Early contributed this story. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.